Mark 4:37-41. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so much so it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him up and said, "Teacher, do you not care we are perishing?" As if saying, "We are going to die here. Don't you even care?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" And verse 41, "And they feared exceedingly, saying to one another, 'Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" The fear Jesus rebuked was one projected by the disciples who had visions of sinking into the deep and drowning. It had not happened, therefore it was a fear of something imaginary. True, it was a potential. Still, though, it was a fear of what might happen. The other fear, as spoken of in verse 41, was different, yet was translated as feared. It is the Greek word we get our English phobia from, and a phobia is an irrational fear, horror, aversion, as in panic-type fear or terror. It became the common word for fear through the notion of panic coupled with fright. We, as a society in America today, are largely, hugely driven by fear. The Lord doesn't suggest we not be afraid. He commands it. "Be not afraid, fear not." 68 times, "Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, peace unto you. Fear not, for I have heard your prayers. Fear not, for I am in this place. Fear not, nor be discouraged," and so on and so on. But yet we are so terribly driven by fear. I have 21 pages, over 500 legitimate, documented, exaggerated, illogical, and inexplicable fears that Americans today, right now, are riddled with. They are called phobias. Top 10, fear of the dark, fear of heights, fear of open spaces, fear of closed spaces, fear of spiders, fear of pointed objects, fear of germs, fear of disease, fear of snakes. And here is the most incredible, fear of the number 13, triskaidekaphobia. This phobia is so pervasive in Western practice, it has actually influenced an entire modern culture. Typically, no 13th floor on high rises, no 13th row on many airplanes. Many times people won't buy a house which has the number 13 in the address. We don't often see 13th Avenue or 13th Street, and rarely is there road or highway 13. Not in the top 10, but certainly in the top 20, are four in particular. Attichophobia, fear of failure or of being wrong, absolutely pervasive in our society. Social phobia, fear of being evaluated negatively in social situations. Sedate phobia, fear of silence. And imophobia, fear of being contrary or being in opposition. Just going along to get along. Fearful others won't like or accept us. If we will trust God and cast our cares upon Him, hope will spring fresh in our hearts, and in hope we will step into faith. In the silence of the righteous, as we wait upon the Lord, there is hope. Hope and faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. Hope is the forerunner of faith. When we find faith, we can believe hope was there first. Our fears are largely about what might happen tomorrow. Yet from somewhere way, way back in our mind, fear drives us to have this perpetual nagging that something is wrong. We can't put our finger exactly on what it is, but we feel like something, just something, is wrong, but we don't know what it is. Hope generates a vision of transformation, and we need more trans in our formation. Hope, the expectation of becoming and overcoming. And every believer in Christ has an expectation in one fashion or another of being a becomer and an overcomer. Hope must have an object to act on, and the object of hope is expectation. Hope is a character trait of the righteous. They have an attitude of anticipation with expectation that something will happen to further fulfill the vision of transformation. Our hope is based on God's faithfulness and is a result of trusting God, remembering what He has done. Hope lifts our face, and opposingly, despair causes the face to drop. I'm addressing the fear of tomorrow, or next week, month, or year, and the trust we need to put in God today concerning tomorrow. Tomorrow looks like looming doom to many people, although tomorrow doesn't exist and is imaginary. People seem to so easily forget about all the good things which might happen. The Lord says, trust in Him. Not in tomorrow. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.